neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hazarat Shasta means at the time that Chazan is reviewing the tefillah, the duty of the Kol HaKadosh is to just only and akidan strictly to pay attention to the brachot, and we have a duty to respond to his brachot. That means when he says Baruch Ata Hashem, the suggestion is not to speak halacha, you have to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. Sometimes people, they're too rush to say Baruch Shemo, but there are four words involved: Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. And we learn this suggestion from the Pasuk in Parashat Haazinu, when the Pasuk is informing us that Kishem Hashem Ra Havu Godel Lelokeinu. We have a minhag at the time that the name of a Sadiq is mentioned, we say Alav Shalom, Zecher Sadiq Livracha, or we say Zatzal, Zerashe Tevot Zerech Sadiq, or Kadosh Livracha. Why? The reason is that when the name of a Sadiq is mentioned, we have to remind ourselves that he was blessed, he was Tahor and Kadosh. So we have to remind ourselves that to be Kadosh not only is rewarded in Shamayim, also is rewarded here. So that's why when the name of a Sadiq is mentioned, we have an obligation to say Alav Shalom, Zatzal. More so when the name of Hashem is mentioned. That when we hear the name of Hashem, Baruch Ata Hashem, you have to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. When we hear Beracha, hopefully people pay attention and people say the brachot word by word and loud. So then we respond Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo by responding that the name of Hashem is blessed and He is blessed. So now the question is, sometimes could happen, not often, rarely, that maybe the one that says the brachot or the chazan maybe is speeding. You give him a ticket. So now the question is, what's the preference of responding to the name of Hashem, that is Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, or answer Amen, Amen. So that means when he says Baruch Ata Hashem Chol Hanadat, so we don't have the choice, the opportunity to respond to name of Hashem and the Amen. If we say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo from Atachonen, he's in Shema Goleinu. So we miss out the Rahot, because the general formula is when he recites the beginning of the next Baruch, we have missed out the Amen. So then, we cannot respond Amen. It's called the Amen that is Yatim, Yatom. Just Chas V'Shalom is an orphan that doesn't have a father. So the brachot that is missed out, then we cannot respond Amen. So now, the halacha expects from us, in such a cases, like let's say it's too late and say, you know, it's becoming night, and a little bit the kahal in a hurry, and the chazan trying to catch the tachanunim and so on. If he says Baruch Ata Hashem Chol Hanadat, so we skip the Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, we don't respond, and we only answer Amen, because responding to name of Hashem, that is Baruch Hu or Baruch Shemo, is a good minhag, but it's not a strict halacha. But answering Amen, Parashat Yitro, Zohar HaKadosh, brings that that whoever that misses Amen is worse than Chilul Shabbat. Did you hear me? Can you believe such a thing? If one misses Amen, it's worse than Chilul Shabbat.
But in reality, it's not the fact.
The reality, that's what exactly it is in Shammayim. Yes. Ah, that's a very good question. Why do we keep Shabbat?
To say that Hashem is the...
So that shows that we have enough faith that I don't work today and leave everything to Hashem. What does Amen means? Ken, Melech, Ne'eman. Same thing. So even you say Amen, that means you ma'amin that He is the trustworthy Creator. Ken, Men, Amen by itself is not a word. It's a Rashi Tevot of three words. That is, Hashem is the King that is trustworthy. It's exactly the core concept of Shabbat. So that means whoever that misses Amen, his Shabbat doesn't mean anything.
Should be deliberate and on purpose,
right? I'm sorry?
It should be deliberate and on purpose.
Well, it's in it could be with any other mitzvot or wrongdoing. But the point out here is, our six senses should be toward the one that's in the Baha. That means we have to train ourselves. When you hear Baruch, you have to stop. You focus, you pay attention. They call it Shishtung. It's not only for the store. They say for dong, to dong, shish dong. Know what that is?
No.
Yeah, your six senses you should be toward the one that says the
Koilani Shomote, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koilani Shomo Nishomo Sheli. Koilani Shomote, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koilani Shomo Nishomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.